Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Patrice, we had a long-awaited USDA stocks report out yesterday. We'll get some information on that here in just a moment. First of all, give us the numbers. Where did the corn and soybeans and the wheat, for that matter, where did they end compared to a week ago?
Yes, so on Friday, our December 17 corn closed at 355 and a quarter. That put us up 1¾ of a cent for the week. Our DEES 18 corn closed at 399 and a half. That put us up 3 cents. On the November 17 beans on Friday, we closed at 968 and a quarter. That actually took us down 2.5 for the week. On our November 18 soybeans, we closed at 986 and a quarter, putting us down 12 and a quarter cents for the week. On our KC wheat, we closed at 442 and three quarters, putting us down 7.5 for the week. On our new crop, July 18 wheat, we closed at 490 and three quarters, putting us down 6¾ compared to last week.
All right, I mentioned that stocks report from USDA couldn't have been too bad, as yesterday the corn and soybeans did end a little bit higher. Talk a little bit about that report, Patrice.
Yeah, overall, the USDA September stocks report was in line with trade estimates, but a lower USDA soybean stock estimate may have helped push that corn back up to that 358 area. As for soybeans, you know, they were estimating it to be around 339, and we came in at 301, so that was the big mover in the market on Friday. As for wheat, though, just for the hard wheat, it was near 1741 million bushels versus 1781 expected, you know, so that was lower. But USDA went in there and they upped the spring wheat crop, so that's where you saw the pullback on the market on Friday.
All right. Now, looking ahead here, you know, we're going to be in gut slot harvest here in the not-too-distant future. What does it mean to have a plan working for you, you know, this time of year, Patrice?
Yeah, my favorite quote is always, failing to plan is planning to fail. Shane mentioned last week, you know, we didn't really have any huge rallies this summer, you know, to just get you, knock your socks off and get totally excited about pricing some more corn or beans or even wheat for that matter. We did have a nice rally this summer there for a little bit right at harvest time frame, but that quickly was taken away from us. So this just proves what we always, you know, preach at here at the ARC Group is sticking to the seasonals. You know, right now our seasonal on corn closed around 390-ish, 385, somewhere in that range, depending on when you put the trade on. Looking now, that looks great. You know, we're looking at the 350-ish range on corn. So once again, having a plan is proven to be a good thing. So as you're sitting in the combine, you know, if you're going to be twiddling your thumbs, maybe a little bit, as you're letting the combine go back and forth, just be thinking about 18. Think about your acres already, you know, and be talking to your broker and see what you want to get done there.
All right, very good. As we wrap up for this week's conversation, just give us kind of the outlook. What do you see either as something that the market's going to focus on, or, you know, what should we be paying attention to here getting into the month of October?
Yeah, so as we get rain delays, you know, I'm already seeing this, a little bit of a basis pop for some short, quick, near-time bushels in corn and soybeans, you know, but as the, obviously, as we dry out, those basis pushes will go away. As far as an outlook on corn, yields are coming in a little bit better than expected, and we're already hearing early talks of more corn acres next year. Whether that'll transpire or not, time will only tell. A little bit of talk of ADM is one group out there saying, you know, they think the yield is going to be 167.5 versus USDA September estimate at 169.9. That next report will be October 12th. By then, we might have, you know, a little bit better idea of what exactly is going on with the yields out there. As far as soybeans go, you know, China's continuing to buy soybeans. They are on a holiday, so we'll see, you know, when they come back what their thoughts and temperature is on the market. EPA is talking about dropping biodiesel mandates, so that could weigh on soybean prices also. November soybeans traded down to as low as 9.55 before the report came out on Friday, and that was on talks of soybean yields also being better than expected. As for wheat, you know, wheat is starting to go in the ground down in Oklahoma and Texas and that area. So as they get those planters rolling, it's going to be a matter of, are they going to graze it off or are they going to take it to grain?
All right, very good. Interesting stuff. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much there, Patrice.
Yes, thank you, Chad.
Again, we've been visiting with Patrice Herman at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like to get more information from them, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.